All right, starting in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, bitches?
What's up? What's up? Welcome back.
Hell yeah, to another episode of the No Name Podcast, bro.
And we are here to please you guys, entertain you guys, for a little bit.
Yeah. You know, we're sorry. We haven't been here in a minute. Yeah. But, you know, last time we left, we said that we had to do DMT before getting back in this bitch.
Have we done it?
Oh, have we?
I don't know. Let's get a little proper cheers to the boys.
Oh, yeah. We're drinking some Sevia.
Sevia.
Zero-calorie soda.
It's a nice beverage right here.
Yeah.
So. It's not that bad. What is it, like a blueberry flavor?
It's supposed to be like Coke.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I can see the similarity in that shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're here. We're back. And we're back at it. Like some addicts. But, yeah, no. So, you said last time we're recording. Was it last time or was it like an earlier episode?
I think it was last time.
Because last time we were doing that last podcast was the Beer and Beaches, which was our episode 9. Yeah, it was episode 9. So this one right now we're recording is episode 10. So this is like the 10, and especially because we're starting the new decade.
2020.
Yeah, 2020. So I don't know. It's just perfect. So,
bro, look, I stumbled across this conspiracy theory on Reddit that says the warehouse explosion in Houston is rumored to be storing Hillary Clinton's missing hard drives.
For real?
Bro, I don't know.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would that bitch come here?
Well, yeah, why would they be here? What the fuck? This guy's like, according to who? Your dad?
Who said that?
Some nigga on fucking Reddit.
For real?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Your dad, nigga?
There's some conspiracists like out there, bro. They're just out there to get people.
Bro,
just...
do you think Epstein killed himself?
Who?
Epstein.
Killed himself?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Bro, yeah, like, I don't think so either, bro. Like, yeah, he had too many fucking, look, too many,
he had so much shit on his
suits
plate.
Suits in his cell.
What do you mean, suits?
Yeah, look.
Like to dress with?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly, why? Why the fuck would you have so many, like, orange, jumpsuits?
He got more clothes than me, shit.
Yeah.
I'm over here dressing like Steve Jobs, just black shirt, blue jeans, you know?
People think that, well, yeah, you know that. Someone killed him? Could have been his cellmate.
Yeah, they're saying his cellmate was, like, big as hell and shit. Yeah. It's like, he could easily just choke him out.
Yeah, bro, and apparently the warden that was in charge when Epstein was there?
Yeah.
He's getting promoted.
Promoted? Why?
To a job, another job. Like, he's gonna get paid more than shit.
Shit. When do you think someone get fired if,
He's giving a top job at club-fed prison.
My boy's moving up right here and shit.
Hell yeah, after, you know, like, killing a guy with a lot of secrets and shit.
The warden?
Well, you know, he was pretty the one in charge of that shit.
Yeah. Goddamn. Poor Epstein, man.
Who?
He was charged with, like, a lot of, like, shit ton of sex trafficking shit.
Yeah.
One of his friends, his homies, bought him a fucking island. And that's where he'll bring, like, he'll have, like, underage girls and shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, fucking, like, 14 type shit. Fucking, and then he'll just... shit, fuck him in the island and shit. And they can't do shit because it's like his island, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, it's his island shit.
And there's no proof, obviously. It's your island. Like,
what's that guy that flew with them, like, over 20 sometimes?
I have no idea.
Clinton?
Yeah, Bill Clinton. He was friends with him, right?
He flew with them.
Yeah. And if we're getting this information wrong, don't fucking poke our ass
about
it. Bro, you
know, this is bro science, bro talk, you know, like.
Exactly. This is like whenever you're just chilling, you know?
Like, if you want your news from somewhere, don't come here, you know? We don't know shit.
We got the best news, though, but at the same time, we don't.
Yeah, it's some bullshit-ass news that we find, you know? Like, raw ground beef gets recalled in 9 states. You know, fucking coronavirus over here killing people and shit.
Yeah, hopefully that shit don't go to Mexico, because that shit gonna fucking...
Yeah, bro.
Spread like
fucking... I mean, if it kills all the cartel members, then...
Low-key, no crime.
Yeah.
Nah, but then there's gonna be that one kid saying... He just got done finishing Narcos and gonna go outside, start shooting people and shit.
For real.
Goddamn. Bro, I haven't been to Mexico in a fat minute.
Are you trying to go?
Shit, low key, I miss it.
Where do you want to go? Like, to your, where your family's at?
Yeah, where my family's at. And then shit, honestly, I want to go to like a beach over there, bro. I've never went to like tourist.
Oh, people, if y'all hear shit like sirens and shit, it's because like we're running from the cops right now. And I stole a robbed a bank in GTA.
Oh, yeah.
In GTA. Nah, but we're outside my house. I was giving this dude a haircut. I don't think it came out that bad.
Yeah.
My first haircut. So, what do you rate it, bro?
Me?
Yeah. Like, be honest. Like, I don't care if you hurt my feelings.
I'll probably give it a... I'll give it a 7.
You give it a 7?
It's because of the back.
It's the back? Yeah, bro. I fucked up in the back.
Yeah,
the back. But, like, tell them why I fucked up in the back.
Because usually whenever you're getting a haircut, like, they say... Well, I'm going to say it in Spanish. They say, ¿Quieres cuadrado o redondo? And by that, they mean, like, do you want the back on your neck, like the edge, to be a square? Like, you know, like a... If you want it to be a square...
Hey, bro, I gave you what you asked for.
Yeah, technically, yeah, he did, so...
So technically it's a 9.
He didn't disappoint there. But yeah, no, technically it's, what's it called? You do a square or you do like a round, you know? And I said I got a square because it's always like, but a square is kind of, they cut it like a hexagon. Like,
yeah, bro, that's what I said.
This guy really coming like a fucking square, like all the way around on my neck, on my hair from left to right of my neck. It's a flat line.
Bro, you said it, you have a fat ass neck now.
And it makes my neck look fat as hell.
Bro. And,
you know, usually when you get a haircut, they cut like the edges too, like a 45 degree angle. It's all about, like a hexagon.
What the fuck? Am I playing shit?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. No, over here again, conspiracy theories.
No, that shit's funny as hell, though, because I don't know. He, like, it makes my neck look fat, so I feel like one of those, like, army dads and shit, like, who just got back from, like, I don't know.
Bro, we're gonna go to Syria, so might as well.
Yeah. We're gonna go to Iran too soon enough.
Oh yeah, that there you go. That.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit. Let's talk about all the shit that happened, bro. Literally fucking this year's been a lot of shit.
Already, bro, shit. We just started 2020.
Yeah.
Within like 3 days, 2 days, there was fucking rumors about going to World War III.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't happy about that.
Nah, I don't think anyone was happy about that shit. Fucking what's it called? That was on the 2nd day of January.
It was kinda funny.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the memes?
Funny. Yeah, the memes funny.
Pretty funny.
And shit. It's sad shit, all the people going to the war and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a lot of shit into it, though. Remember how I was saying how the funny thing is that Trump's, like, saying all this shit on Twitter.
Bro, what?
Like, oh, what he like, said? Like, y'all threatened me, we're going to come back 10 times harder. You don't want this for yourself.
All that, shit. Saying that, like, he was going to target all the...
He says if any Americans get killed or any American embassies... Because, like, in Iraq, that's where they have, like, the U.S.
Iraq or Iran?
Iraq.
Oh.
Iraq, the U.S., they have stations and shit.
Yeah.
So he was saying if any American embassies get attacked, we will strike back 100 times, like, you know, harder. He's like, he was dead ass saying, like, you don't want this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Twitter.
You know, yeah, yeah, that's funny, bro. I was like, what the fuck? You know, I saw this interview.
Uh-huh.
I think it was with, who does he like, CNN?
No, he likes Fox. He likes Fox. Fox is his, oh, shit. Fox is his favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was talking to this one lady, right? And then he was like, no, we're over here just guarding the oil. I left some troops there to guard the oil. We're in control of the oil. You know, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, that nigga, bro, like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like,
about what?
About anything, bro. Like, anything he says. You know? Like, he doesn't think about it, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. He's fuck, he's crazy.
He's smart.
He's smart, yeah.
But... I don't know. Like, I feel like he shouldn't be using, like, Twitter to say that type of shit.
You don't think so?
I mean, I don't know. Do you think so?
Nah, I have no idea, but I mean...
Like, what would you think?
Uh-huh.
Like, do you think World War III would actually start?
Do I think World War III would actually start?
Yeah.
It
would fuck up Iran?
I don't think so, but if anything, I don't know, like... Worst case scenario, fucking nukes are fucking dropped and shit. Is it good?
Yeah, like
I haven't vaped in a while, so like my throat's really like weak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like that's why I was like it was barely anything. It looked like a car turning on, you know. You ever hear like trains?
But this one guy that was with Joe Rogan. Let me look him up.
This one's smoother. Look.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be the coil.
You changed it for me, so.
I did good work. Pay me back with the haircut.
For real.
I miss having that one. I had a bright ass fucking Ferrari yellow. That shit was lit. Now my cousin in Mexico over here chain smoking it like cigs. But you think it's healthier that he's doing the vape? Because I did get him off cigarettes. Like Well, he fucking snapped. Well, he didn't. He messaged me on Instagram saying, "Hey, where can I buy that vape juice?" I was like, "The fuck? I don't know. You're in Mexico." I was like, "I know where to get it here."
Fuck.
You know what I mean? And then he was saying that he finished that shit like literally like,
should be like across the lake, bro.
Yeah. That's it. Oh yeah, the river, the Rio Grande. He was saying that he literally finished that shit like not even a week later after I left. I was like, "God damn!"
You left him like the whole bottle.
No, not the whole bottle. Like at the bottle where like the where it says warning.
Okay, so
like that good. Much that juice was the best one I had, bro. I forgot what it was called. It tasted like it was like a good cereal. I forgot what it was. It was sweet. It was a I like my vape juices. I like them. I don't know, I like dessert flavors or like cereal for some reason. I haven't really get like fruit or anything. The last one I had was strawberry watermelon. I had one like that.
What happened to your jewel?
My jewel?
Yeah.
I think I lost it.
You lost it?
Yeah, like you know how a lot of like frat white boys and like they always have their jewels and shit.
Yeah.
I lost my jewel. They're in the parties, you know. It just falls. They immediately stop. Go down. And like, get it.
Remember when we lost it in my car?
Oh, the jewel. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't find that shit.
It's hard.
Yeah.
That shit. Because
it's like so thin.
Yeah, that shit legit just falls.
Yeah.
It falls right there in that spot. If you don't get it in like 5 seconds, it's gone. How long did it take? Like a week? Like 2 days later or something?
Yeah, about 2 days later.
Yeah, bro. I feel like it's just splattering on me right now.
Hell yeah.
But what's it called?
Well, yeah, bro. So, like, after Iran happened, you broke your leg.
Fuck. The same day.
The same day?
Mm-hmm. It was the 2nd. The January 2nd.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's how you
remember. The memes were January 2nd to, like...
So, what's today's date, bro? The
25th. 25th. So, I broke my shit 23 days ago.
So... How did that happen,
7,
bro?
14, so three weeks
ago. Tell me the story.
Well, fuck. I went back to Spring Branch. That's where I used to live. And, you know, I just went back chilling, you know, just walking around, you know, the block, the city and shit. And I was next to, I was on Blaylock and Kempwood, you know, by El Ahorro.
El Ahorro.
El Ahorro. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, bro, I just fucking get fucking sucker punched from the back. And then I get jumped, some fat nigga fucking...
So this happened in your dream, right?
He stepped on me, huh?
Is this how you dreamed it?
No, it legit happened.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but the real story
So the video I saw was fake.
It was fake.
It was fake news.
It was fake news, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They photoshopped it, bro.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to see my downfall. They knew we had this podcast going, and they wanted to be honest so bad... I was like,
they
nah,
broke your
bro.
Leg, bro.
I was like, I was kind of, I don't know. I was annoyed. I was like, bro, you irrelevant. You irrelevant. And then boom, fucking him and his four homies just came through. The fat guy with an Edgar haircut started fucking kicking
with
my
Edgar
leg.
The Edgar haircut?
Yeah, then he stomped me. Motherfucker had some Tims on.
Yeah.
And boom, fucking leg broke.
Fuck yeah, bro.
But nah, the actual way I broke my fucking leg was fucking, it was kind of funny, yeah. Kind of funny, kind of sucked too. It was my family came. My family, they came over to visit for Thanksgiving.
No,
Christmas.
Or New Year's.
New Year's. Yeah, New Year's. Yeah, they came for New Year's. And they came because their daughter went to Mexico. So either way, they came here and then they stayed here for like probably like almost a week.
Yeah.
And every time we get family, my mom especially, bro, she likes to like take them everywhere. I'm like, damn. We didn't go to these places anymore. Either way, we went to the Galleria. And then my aunt was like, you ever went ice skating before? I was like, nah. She's like, would you do it? Because she wanted me to go on it, just me and her. And then Danny went on it.
Yeah.
So then she paid for us, Dan, my sister and me. And then, what's it called? We just go there. Literally, I don't even last 2 minutes, bro. I don't last 2 minutes on the fucking ice. Usually whenever you go, you're supposed to like be on the rails and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're supposed to go on the rails, but there was a lot of people like on the rails like blocking, so I had to wait. I was waiting there like a good minute, and then I was like, man, fuck these kids, I'm just gonna go out there. But I wasn't trying to like go out there. My plan was like, okay, look, I enter here, right? This is the rail. This is exactly the entrance is right here.
Yeah.
The entrance is like on the corner.
Yeah.
And there's a hell of people on the rail left and right, so my plan was to just go through the middle and see if I could skate my fat ass to the other side of the like the wall where there's no one there, because you know entrance is hella people. It's like I don't know, like penguins or something, you know, like just all piled up.
Yeah. because I don't know.
And bro, okay, so in the locker room, once I put my the shoes on, I felt kind of not like scared, but like a little worried because them hoes are tight.
Yeah,
like it's tight. And then alone, and then I was like standing. I could walk fine, like on like, it's kind of like a I don't know it's how to like describe
rubber,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a rubber.
Yeah,
the floor. Mm-hmm. It's like a rubber locker room almost. And you could, you know, just stand there. And then I'm over here like moving my legs like in and out like this. Look, I'm like this, going like that, seeing like
what bro, people can't see it.
Huh?
You gotta explain. Oh shit, it to
my
the bad. People, bro.
I'm so I have my foot. I have the shoes on, and I'm like kind of moving my legs. What's it called? I'm rolling them left and right. To see like how it feels in both of them, and I was like, oh, this isn't too bad, but I was like, I could feel like if I fell,
yeah,
it would fucking hurt because oh, okay. They're tight, because it's tight around your like where your toes are, like where your toes.
How tall do you think is the blade?
The blade, how tall?
Yeah, like
the blade is probably like at least I want to say inches? Like 3 inches, 3 inches, and thick is not even an inch thick.
Yeah,
it's probably like a quarter.
Bro, them hoes are fucking thin.
Or at least like 2/8. 2/8, which that's a quarter. Yeah, so either way, what's it called? Yeah, it is not. it's not that
bro math.
Yeah, it's not that thick, right? So what's it called? Yeah, so we went up the stairs, fine, perfect, you know. And I was actually walking better than my sister and my aunt, like
yeah,
on the rubber, obviously. Right, whenever I fucking made contact with the ice. My foot just wanted to, like, fly, my right foot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of, like, I caught myself. I almost slapped the shit out of this fuck. Well, I did, actually. I slapped him. I kind of hit him, like, in the shoulder. It, mm-hmm. like, hit grizzed his chin.
Yeah.
And then went like that. And then I was, oh, my bad. I don't think I even said my bad. It was just my instincts.
Yeah.
To try to grab on some, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was, oh, my bad. And then I went out, and I was good. And I was like, I don't know. I was just still. And then I grabbed on my little sister, and she was kind of, like, I was kind of, like, holding on her. Mm-hmm. And
was
then,
she good?
Danny, bro, she, yeah, she's good. She was skating and shit already.
Yeah.
Like, first thing out, it's because she has a lot of balance because she did gymnastics and shit. So.
You've never skated before?
No, that was my first time.
Not even with the rollerblades?
Rollerblading, wait, not like the ones with like the wheels in a straight line. Oh, nah. You never did those? I've done the roller skating.
I had those.
Yeah.
Oh, little, yeah.
I put them on, but I never done it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did roller skating, you know, with the four wheels on each shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
I still fell a good amount of times. I
never done those.
But wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. Those shoes, I don't know. I did that when I was way younger, so I didn't weigh as fucking much. I didn't weigh as much. And then, you know, you're young, so, like, I don't know. I guess you're not really, like, afraid of shit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But either way, so I went out right in the middle. I almost slapped the shit out of a boy just, like, right when my foot makes contact. I go out there. I'm grabbing on my little sister's arm. And then she's just laughing. And then she's like, fuck you type shit. She lets go of me. She's like, you a grown-ass man like that. And then I was like, damn, I'm alone. But I wasn't, like, scared. I was just, like, I was like, I gotta go to the fucking rail. So I'm trying to go. And then this fucking kid skating right past me, I almost slapped him, too. I almost slapped him, too. And then, what's it called? Yeah, I tried to go, and then I fell. I fell, like, front, like, forward.
Yeah.
So I fell on my knees. It didn't really hurt. And then I was like, damn. So I got it right away, which I think I fucked up. I should have took my time. I got it right away. And then once I got up, I was slipping. It looked like in the shows, I was slipping like that.
Yeah.
And then literally, then my left leg goes up, and I'm still on my right leg. And then I fall backwards, or I fall like straight down, kind of backwards like that. And my right ankle is kind of, it's on the floor.
Yeah.
And I fall down, and I fall right on my fucking foot.
Yeah, you like sat on top of
like,
it.
Like I sat on it with my whole weight just... You know, going down and shit, and then that shit fucking hurt. And then it with like the with the impact, it just right when I fell on it, my foot just went forward immediately because like the force went mm-hmm. like that. And then I kind of laid on my back.
Were you like fuck?
Yeah, I knew something fucking hurt because right when I felt my foot. I felt it shift like 3 times. Like, let's say we get in a car accident, you know, you like kind of like go sideways a little bit. Mm-hmm. I felt my foot go. Like, I don't know, just fucking move left, right, left. And then I was like, damn. And then I was like, I didn't feel any pain. I was just like, it hurt, but I didn't feel any pain. And I lay down, and then I lay down like that. I kind of like laughed. I was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I grabbed my leg. I went like that. And my mom saw whenever, because they were on the edge, like, you know, watching from the outside.
Who recorded you, Danny?
Yeah. People recording was my dad, but then he stopped. My uncle was recording the whole time. And then, yeah, and then Danny was recording whenever I fell. You know, she's ice skating. She's like, ha ha, fat ass fell. Yeah. You know?
She said that?
Nah.
Oh, that's what
But she was just laughing. Everyone was laughing. So yeah. Like, everyone was just fucking laughing their ass off.
Fucking bitch ass niggas, bro.
Yeah.
They're all going to hell.
Yeah. And then, what's it called? They were laughing and shit. Cause no one knew I, knew I broke anything. I didn't even know I broke anything too.
Yeah.
But I knew I was hurt. I was like, I sprained my ankle. That's what I was thinking immediately. And then, so I fucking grabbed my leg, and then my mom, she saw me. She saw that look. She's like, oh, this nigga's fucked up. She knew right when I touched my leg like that.
Yeah.
That I was hurt. And then I couldn't, bro. Right at that moment, my foot felt disconnected.
Right at, oh shit.
Like I couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel it. It felt weird. I couldn't move it, like, fucking, like, around and shit. It was just dead. Uh-huh. And then I started fucking, I get on my ass, and I'm crawling. Like, you ever see a dog, like, wipe his ass on the carpet?
Yeah.
I'm like that. Like, with my hands, I'm just, like, dragging. This shit's cold. I'm just like that.
And you got out?
Huh?
You got out?
I got out, but I had to get up first. I should have just crawled right, at the entrance, like a dog. I didn't care if I looked silly. I was, moment. I was like fight or flight mode, bro.
Yeah.
There was people in my path, I would have like pushed them and shit.
Yeah.
I was just like that. I was focused. I was like, I'm going there. Like, I didn't care.
Bro, you know, I've always been scared of ice skating because, like, I'm scared, like, of falling.
What happened to me?
No, I'm falling.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I put my hand down, like, someone, like, coming, like, through and, like,
yeah, someone,
like,
chops your finger off.
Chopping my fingers off, bro. That's always been, like, a fear of mine. So, like, I remember one time I was doing that shit. I was little. So, like, I fell, and the first thing I did, bro, was, like, grab my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I went like that. I felt like that, and then I was, like, looking around, and I got up.
My little sister was saying that whenever you fall, you're supposed to have your, like with your fist. Like, have your fingers closed like a fist. So, that way, you just get cut.
They just cut your whole hand.
No, I mean, that's if they get your fucking...
Yeah, your wrist.
But, I mean, this is stronger than, like...
True.
The bone's way thicker.
Yeah.
And shit. But, I mean, yeah, she just says whenever you fall, kind of, like... like that, but punch your first instinct is just to, like, you want to, like, spread so it's less impact, you know, stuff like that. But so I was just focused on getting to the fucking rail. I was like focused, bro. Like, the amount of focus is crazy. I wasn't looking at no one. I didn't care if no one was laughing. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just so focused. I'm scooting my ass, and then I get to the edge, and then there's people there, and then they kind of move because they're like, oh, he needs to get up. And then, what's it called? I try to get up. So, and I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees. And the rail is probably, like, I want to say a little, like, to where my chest is at. So, I kind of, like, get up. And I put my arm trying to, like, reach. And then there's some guys on the other side. Like, let's say I'm trying to reach here.
Yeah.
They're that looking that way.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh, excuse me. And then they moved. Oh, you're good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, now that I think about it, why didn't they, like, fucking give me, like, me their arm and help me up?
I think if you would have told them, they would have.
Yeah, probably. And then I'm just over here, like,
please fucking, said, excuse me, like, move.
Yeah.
So,
no, I was like, excuse me. He's like, oh, you're good. You know, let me, like, grab on the rail.
Yeah.
And I'm right here. I grab, like, the edge of it kind of like this. I'm on my knees like this. So I'm like that. I grab the other edge, and I'm fucking trying to pull my fat ass up. And I'm getting to it. And then I have my left leg, what's it called, balance, like the blade on the ice. I don't know how to describe it. This leg, I have it, I'm on my knees, so my right leg is behind me. And my left leg, I have it, like, if I'm kneeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, on one knee, kind of. And then I'm pulling myself, and I'm trying to push with this. And then that didn't work. And then this leg, I have to bring this leg. I have to move it. So I move it, and the way I had my leg was like that. And I didn't, then I tried to get up at the same time, but mm-hmm. I just fell. I fell backwards like that. And my sister was behind me, so she recorded it. Everyone's fucking laughing their ass off with just me falling like that.
Yeah.
And then I fall back, and I'm like, I'm like, bro, next one is it. Like, I'm getting up. Like, next one is it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't take that. Because I was in pain. I was sweating and shit.
Yeah.
I was sweating. And then I fucking do it. And I just fucking flex as hard as I can. I pick myself up. And then I'm just, like, leaning on the rail or the edge. And then I'm just, like, scooting. But before I got up, I told my mom, I was like, hey, throw me my fucking shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to put my shoes on. They were like, no, you're going to fucking slip and bust your ass.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck. So that's whenever I started to pull. But on the second try, I got up. I was, like, fucking, like, I pulled my fat ass up. I pulled, like, 200 and fucking 25 pounds of fucking...
With one arm.
Yeah, with one arm. Like, literally with yeah. fucking one arm. And then this, I really couldn't use it because it's a fucking blade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all that weight is going, like, to, like, it's a really thin, like, you know, the... it's really thin. But then I got up, and then I sat on one of the benches, and then I just extended my foot. My mom went there, took off my foot.
Took off your foot?
No, my fuck, shoe, bro. My shoe, I meant.
Yeah.
No, yeah, she didn't know how to get off, so I took it off. Right whenever I took it off, bro, it felt like, you know how whenever girls, like, they get out of work, a long day, they take the bra off?
I mean, I don't know how they feel, but yeah.
Well, I don't, boy, like, you know, like, in the bro. Movies, in the movies and shit, or, like, you never heard your...
What type of movies you watch, bro?
You never heard, like, someone say, oh, hasta que descanse.
I mean, yeah, I guess, when you take your socks off after a long day of work.
Or, like, your dad, your boots.
Yeah.
You know, like, from a party or something, yeah, like, you know, yeah. like, out of hours of, like, standing and shit. Takes off, just, like, you know, work shoes or boots, and yeah. it feels good. That's what I felt once she took off my shoe, and my foot was fat. Like, right away, it was fat. I was like, damn, my toes are getting big and shit. And I was, bro, the whole time, I was sweating the shit ton.
So, how long do you think all that happened? Like, in what time period do you think that happened?
When I broke my thing,
like,
I got
from
up?
You going in to getting out?
Me going in and getting out? I want to say 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
Damn.
Me falling, crawling? Nah, like five.
Five?
5 minutes, yeah.
Holy shit.
I fell right at like a minute and 30, almost 2 minutes. I fell.
Did you have fun for that minute and 30?
Nah.
No?
Bah, no, I didn't have fun. I was just trying to like, I wouldn't say fun. I was just trying to like learn.
Yeah.
And shit. But yeah, then once I got out, I was sitting down.
So you went to the hospital the next day?
Yeah, the next day. So I'm there, and then my mom starts rubbing my foot, because like, I just thought it was sprain. I was like, fuck, I sprained my shit bad. I'm like, I never sprained my ankle like this. Like, you know, playing basketball and shit, yeah, I just sit out the game and then, you know, walk kind of funny.
Wait, so what they say to the doctor? How many, like, fractures you have or what?
It's one fracture. It's my it's my fracture? Fibia bone.
Uh-huh.
The thin bone right here, because this is your tibia. Your shin is your shin is your tibia, and then the other bone behind it right here, like behind this
calf, like the thick one.
That's your fibia.
Oh, okay.
And that's what? Your fibia.
Tibia.
Because this is chunky. This is like, look, this is chunky.
Yeah.
Like, that's your bone, like here and shin. And then you have a small one right here.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I fractured it right here in my ankle.
Oh, okay.
Right here. My bone's like that.
Yeah.
And like a piece of bone was like that. Like it was kind of like, you know how when you peel a carrot?
Yeah.
But like, don't cut off the carrot.
Yeah.
It like hangs out.
Yeah.
That's what my bone was. It was hanging out like that. So then I had to get surgery for that shit.
So they opened it and then they cut it, or what they do to it?
My ankle?
Like that piece of bone, what the fuck did they do to it? They put it back?
They put a plate. They put a plate, like a plate, like probably like 2 inches thick, like that.
So it can
and it has holes on it. And that's where they
drill screws. So it's pretty much like getting braces.
Yeah, kind of like getting braces. Like, you know how whenever you screw wood into a thing,
yeah,
it tightens it? Like, you know how it's loose? And then you tighten it, you screw it, and then the wood goes out.
Yeah.
And then it gets like sealed tight.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they did. So then they drilled. I have 7 screws in my fucking leg.
So how do you think the bone like recovers?
The bone recovers?
Like, you think it like builds calcium around it, and then like it becomes...
Oh, yeah, I was watching the video. Yes, the first thing that happens is... I'll send you... I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. He had an orthopedic.
Okay.
Where he got surgery. Well, he didn't get surgery. He was about to get surgery for his shoulder.
Okay.
And then the guy was saying that there's a good chance. He says... Because he was saying Joe Rogan, he could take a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I want to push off surgery. I just want to see how you heal naturally. And then... He healed, like, naturally. Nigga went to Panama and got fucking stem cells, and then boom. He said 6 months later, he didn't feel no pain or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, damn. But either way.
The bone.
Yeah, so the bone, it swells up first. That's what they say. It puts a lot of blood just clogged there.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? You have stem cells, like, already.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's it called? Your stem cells, they just go there. And then, what's it called? They just turn into other cells, like... Like, I don't know. If your bone breaks or some shit, I guess you have bone cells or some shit. And the stem cell is like, what do I turn into? And then they turn into, like, either white blood cells or shit. Like, they could just morph. Shit's crazy. And then it just swells up. And then a lot of blood goes there. And it starts making some bone. It starts making bone. So, literally, like, if my bone...
Like calcium, right?
Yeah, calcium, yeah. So, if my bone's this thick, and you know how it broke? I'm going to have bone like a circle, like a ball. Like
that.
Yeah, like, go like this. Like that. So, what's it called? It gets a bone like that.
Yeah.
So, it makes a big-ass blob of bone.
Yeah.
Literally.
Uh-huh.
And then where it's cracked, it starts to fill in.
Yeah,
And then over time...
like paste.
It's like a paste. And then over time, it, like, gets rid of the excess bone that you don't need. And then until it's, like...
How long does that take?
Minimum... They say minimum bone, like, fractures is, like, 4 to 6 weeks, like, to heal. 4 to 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
My shit's barely been 2 weeks.
Imagine, bro, like, we broke and we wouldn't come back. Like, imagine, like, we broke and we couldn't, like, re-heal or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I didn't even know your fucking bone can, like, grow again. That shit's weird.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Whenever you're a baby, your bone's, like, small as hell.
And how come, the
bitch is fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. That's crazy. Your bone's growing shit, too.
What do you think made it stop? How come we can't keep growing till we're giants?
Fuck, I don't know.
Imagine we didn't stop growing, bro.
That's the max. That's the max.
Yeah, imagine we didn't stop growing.
Fuck.
We couldn't have houses.
Nah. We'd have to live, like, under a tree.
Probably.
Or some shit. I'm pretty sure there's a max for everything. Like, you know.
Certain animals. I mean, do you believe in Cyclops and shit? That they were real?
Shit, I don't know about Cyclops. Maybe. Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't doubt. Or maybe it just could have been some deformed-ass dude.
Yeah, that's
true. Who, like, the village abandoned him because he was ugly and big, you know? Outsider. And then he was, like, they kicked him out, and then motherfucker got revenge.
True.
And then maybe, like, years later, he got lost. They forgot about him. Some other, like, people came, like, I don't know, say Christopher Columbus bitch ass season. And they're like, what the fuck is that?
And then, you know, apparently he was fighting a fucking bear or some shit. He lost an eye.
Yeah.
And then that's why, like, people.
And then over time, it just went to the center of his head.
Maybe not even. Maybe there's just how stories were.
Yeah, it could be. But I don't know. That's weird as hell. How, like, your bone heals by itself. I mean, that's cool, though, shit. I mean, I'd rather have that than fucking. You know, I don't know. I just find that shit crazy. Your fucking bone just heals and shit. Like, you think, like, you know how your muscles?
Yeah.
Whenever you work out, they break.
They break.
And then they regrow.
They regrow.
And that, I don't know.
Stronger.
That kind of makes, like.
That's how, like, you know, UFC fighters or, like, kickboxers?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get their shins stronger. They pretty much break them and they calcify them.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, calcium and shit.
They build more calcium on top of their bones.
They build, like, an endurance with it, right?
So that their shin don't break as easy.
Nah, that's crazy.
So that's a good thing you broke it, bro. Then you just break it again?
Hopefully you get stronger, yeah, shit.
So break it again? Like, not the other one, the left foot. And then,
yeah, the right one? Yeah, same one?
Yeah, no, do the left one now. it's gonna be weaker.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the screws are gonna stay. They're gonna stay for life. The screws.
Mm.
Because if I take them off, that's gonna be another surgery. They're gonna have to open it.
Think about it, bro. So, like, let's say, like... I don't want to say this, but it's kind of fucked up.
Uh-huh.
But, like, let's say you're in a car crash, bro,
mm-hmm.
and you die.
Like, right now?
And you're, like, no.
Like, with my broken leg? Or just
like, someone? In 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the car crash, right?
Yeah.
And you die. Now they have serial numbers for you, bro, inside of you.
Serial numbers?
Yeah. The screws? Like, the screws. They can check and then see who, like, that
screw. Because it has engraved in the screw. Yeah. I hope it's not a sticker, because that shit would get infected.
Shit.
Nah, it's like metal engraved into
it. So, what happens if you go to, like, TSA and shit?
Oh, well, it's going to beep.
It's going to beep?
Yeah, it's going to beep. And then they say to make it easier, I just carry a medical card. I mean, either way, it's going to show up. Even if I don't have the card, I'm like, hey, I got screws in my foot. Like, you got to tell him, because he's going to beep.
Damn.
Yeah, my x-ray, you're going to see fucking
bro, screws and shit. You should put some screws on your shoe, and then be like, I have screws in my shoe. All right, my foot, and then they're gonna check, and you're just gonna have a bunch of screws.
Oh shit, they came out. Yeah, but if they were to take off my like the screws, because like let's say you drill a screw into wood, it pushes it in and it goes in, right? And you take it out, it's gonna be hollow, obviously. So if they were to like take the screws off, it'd be even more time that because my bone's gonna have like holes in them.
So. If you want them out, you can take them out.
I can, yeah, I can.
But you have to pay for that shit. Fuck that.
Well, yeah. And they were saying if it doesn't bother you and you can still, like, you know, move around and shit, they were saying it's just best to leave them in.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, because if they were to take them out, my bone will have a hole now. Mm-hmm. 7 holes. And that's going to be a longer recovery than what it is now.
Yeah.
Because the screw, it's bone, and then let's say it's bone, and then my screw's like that. So it's not hollow, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because even the way the bone grows around the screws.
Yeah.
And so, but it's always going to be there. But if they were to take them out, it would be hollow fucking, like, screw holes. And then that would be even more time to recover than this fracture. Because it has to grow. Like, it has a hole in it, and then it has to grow
everything.
And, like, patch
to
everything up. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, when they put silicone into, like, stuff like that. Yeah. And then cement or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that take a longer time. So, shit. So, yeah, I'm just going to have to live with that bitch.
Fuck it.
Unless there's some fucking, I don't know. Oh, I forgot to ask the doctor about the fucking stem cells and shit. Yeah, cause she was saying come in 2 weeks, and then hopefully the swelling goes down, and then we could get you in a walking boot, and you could start to put a little bit of weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna feel fucking weird for me. I'm still gonna probably be in crutches, and then with this one I could hop, and then this one like put a little bit of weight.
Damn.
Yeah, and she's probably gonna play with my toes and not my toes, my feet, my foot.
Yeah.
And see like my range of motion and shit. That's why they put my, that's why on this cast, this is like an actual, like, cast and shit. What's it called? They put my foot at 90 degrees like that.
Yeah.
And like, if you look like that, my foot's 90. Because whenever I had the other sling, my foot was kind of like leaning forward. And she was, if I would have had it like the cast like that, then my fucking foot would have been leaning forward. And then to walk, it would have been different because my foot's already leaning forward.
How did they put the cast?
The cast?
Yeah.
It's like a wrap.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a, it's silicone. That's what they say. They dip it in water.
Uh-huh.
And then they start wrapping it like the shape. Yeah. And then it gets hard. And then it just gets hard.
Oh, okay.
So underneath, the purple thing is a wrap too. Like the purple thing gets hard. And then I have like some clear shit underneath it that gets hard too. But it fucking hurt. Whenever he was putting the cast on, he had
What's the white part?
Like, huh?
What's the white thing?
Oh, is that the wrap? It's the same thing as wrap, but it's just not colored.
Oh.
It's the same thing like this. Mm-hmm. It's just not colored.
Oh, okay.
It's just like clear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a clear, like gray off-white color.
Yeah.
And then, what's it called? Yeah, so that gets hard. It just gets hard once it touches water. And
yeah.
It just gets like solid hard. So whenever they take this bitch off, they're going to have to use a saw.
So what happens if it gets wet right now?
Nothing, but like, well, it's not like solid. Like the water's not going to drip off like because it has holes.
You want me to put some water thing for the shoes?
Oh, nah. nah. She told me don't put anything because it still gets wet technically.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But yeah, so yeah, they're gonna have to cut this off with a saw.
So you've been wearing only one shoe?
Yes, sir. One Yeezy.
And everywhere we go, we took you to Topgolf.
Oh yeah.
It was funny. You fell.
I fell?
No, I'm just kidding. I fell?
Yeah, no, that shit was lit.
It was, took you to Topgolf.
Good thing that guy told me. The only good thing about that Topgolf, the server, was that he told me that.
Oh, yeah.
To rest my foot on the crutch.
Yeah, for any of you people out there, fellow listeners that ever are in crunches or something.
Yeah, cast.
Break a leg.
Yeah.
You put your crunch, one of them, right?
Yeah, put one of your crutch underneath your lower...
Your thigh,
yeah, the bottom of your thigh,
like a little bit above of your knee,
mm-hmm.
And rest your leg on top of it.
Yeah, and have the crutch like sticking out.
Yeah,
and the
pretty
hand,
pretty much then, lay your leg on top of the crutch.
Yeah, then you just lay your leg on the crutch, and then you just
that shit blew my mind, bro.
Yeah, I was, oh shit, and he said he broke his foot in whenever he was in the army.
Yeah,
and shit.
He probably wasn't even in the army, bro.
He's fucking asshole and fucking horrible server, bro.
Yeah.
That was the only time we saw him. That, and then whenever he gave us the bill.
He wanted to get paid, yeah?
Yeah, obviously.
That was it. And, bro, the other guy, too. Like, which the one? Guy that I was asking him about, like, how come it wasn't working proper? He was
what do you mean?
Cause,
you told him?
Yeah, I told him. He was like, well, I can bring the IT guy, but you only have, like, 10 minutes. It's going to take the whole 10 minutes.
The IT guy? What do you mean?
Like, to fix the thing.
What was he fixing?
Because, like, let's say I hit the ball, like, the first ball. Like, we started a new game.
Oh,
and I would hit
yeah.
the ball. And then yeah. it would skip to, like, turn six.
Yeah.
So I asked him what the fuck was going on. And then he was like, well, I can bring the IT guy to fix it, but it's going to take up your whole time.
Yeah.
And y'all are not getting, doing more. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I should have been like, well, technically, I'm not playing for that time, so I'm going to wait.
Que cabrón, yeah.
Till they fix it and then get my 10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna add 10 minutes on this shit.
Yeah. And because, like, the people that were next to us, they were trying to get our bay too. Because there were too many of them.
They're trying to get what?
Our place too. You know what I mean? Because the people next to us, there was too many of them. Yeah.
Oh, they were trying to sit with us?
No, they were trying to get ours.
Like our spot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You heard that or what? What was he saying?
Because they were like, They only have 10 minutes left. After they leave, y'all can take their shit too. Okay. Because there was too many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, okay. I think there was like 12 of them. They could only have like 6 or 8.
Those guys can get them. Well, a few of them, not all of them. But one of the guys.
Had a Valenciagas.
Yeah. He was sipping on mimosas. That's what caught my attention, shit.
Oh, shit. I need to catch that.
I love me some mimosas, bro. Oh, did I tell you? There's this mimosa company. I saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
Forbes. They made an article about this guy in New Hampshire. I'm not even going to say the brand because I'm going to get sponsored by them.
Okay.
I was telling Ahmed to help me with an email.
Okay.
And, like, message him and be like, yo, like, I've seen your guys' product. I love what behind it. It's pretty much canned mimosas. You can find the brand if you fucking look it up.
Canned mimosas?
Yeah. But either way. Yeah, so, bro, it's lit. Like, it's literally sparkling wine and then orange juice. A third of this can have orange juice to here and the rest sparkling wine. And it's 5% alcohol, each of them.
So they ship it like that? Like, already made? You don't have to do anything. You just open it and drink
pack.
It.
It's a six-pack. It's a can, it's
lit.
It's a six-pack. Mm-hmm. A six-pack, it's more pricier than beer because the wine's more expensive. Yeah. A six-pack is $14. So it's like $2.
How much is a bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine, $14.
There you go.
We can buy a cheap one for like... But five,
how eight. Many mimosas can you do with a bottle of wine?
With a bottle of wine, you can make... wait, what do you mean? Bottles or the flutes?
With one bottle.
Those glasses that we drink of them? Yeah. That's a flute, so... Eight? Actually, let me see. Not like six.
Like six?
Six filled to the top, but you can make like eight, like half. Like a bottle. Bad. A bottle is like for like...
You would spend three, more. You would spend more in juice and wine. You know what I mean? Than getting the six pack. They have different flavors?
I don't think yet.
Oh, okay.
They just have the classic, which is orange juice.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I was like, bro, you could take that to the beach.
Like, what's that one restaurant everywhere. You told me about?
Which one?
The one restaurant that have different flavors of mimosas? By Memorial?
By Memorial?
Yeah.
Oh, it's called, what the fuck is it called? Dish Society?
What flavors do they have?
They have every, well, they have four juices. They have, they have five. They have prickly pear juice. They have pear. They have orange juice. They have cranberry. And then they have, what's the other one? Grapefruit.
Okay.
I hated the pear. Tasted nasty. My favorite.
Bro, I like pears.
Yeah.
I can eat it.
No, pears like are
all
good.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you eat all of it?
Like the seeds too?
Yeah. I just leave the little thing on the top.
The stem?
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, I don't eat the whole thing.
I
eat like the stem of it.
I leave like the whole thing, like skinny, and I eat it from like bottom up, and I eat the whole thing. Bro, green apples or red apples?
I'll say red.
Bro, fuck you. We can't do the podcast no more.
Nah, I like green.
Nah, bro.
But too much green is too sour, and then it hurts my teeth. It hurts my teeth right here.
Oh.
One of my teeth. The red ones? The red ones, they're like a nice, good amount of sweet.
I don't like it. I don't like sweet.
You know?
Well, I don't like fruity.
Green is sour, though.
I know. I like it. Yeah, I love it.
It's good, yeah.
But I hate pickles. I don't like that sourness of the pickles.
Mm, yeah.
You like pickles?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'll eat them if it's on a sandwich.
Well, bro, you eat anything.
Yeah, I do. Shit.
Anything. Anything.
Ladies.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah, bro. Fuck that, though. I don't like pickles.
Yeah, whatever their ex don't eat, I eat.
Hey.
What's it called? Hey. Yeah, dude. So shit. Hopefully, I fucking heal soon. Shit. Oh yeah. Well, the fucking whenever they put on the cast, that shit fucking hurt because they had to angle my foot to 90 degrees.
Yeah.
If you look at my foot, it's like.
Well, that was recent though.
Huh?
That was recent, like Thursday. 2 days ago.
Thursday. Yeah. What is today? Monday.
Monday. I'm sorry. Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. 2 days ago. Yeah. I was with Ahmed.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah, he took me. Shout out to him. Thank you.
Shout out to Ahmed. What's his IG?
His IG is
HTS or shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, some 97.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah, but he went with me. He gave me a ride over there, and since they took off my cast, bro, it felt like I said earlier relief. And then he was like, "Oh, we're gonna have to."
Ahmed is Ahmed HTX 97. So that is AHME. DHTX97.
Go give him a follow. Hell yeah. Be like, thanks for taking.
Yeah, send them a DM. Be like, thanks. Thank you for taking Alejandro to the doctor. Papi. Yeah. Yeah, don't forget the papi part.
And then say, Habibi.
Yeah, after that. End. Yeah, at the end.
But yeah, so they were moving my foot. and I was hanging, I was sitting on the edge of the, those doctor bed things.
Yeah.
I was hanging on the edge, like, letting my feet hang.
Yeah.
And then he grabbed my rifle. He was like, hey, he was like, relax your leg. And I was like, all right. Because he didn't want me to tense up. He didn't want me to tense up anywhere. Again, rudely interrupted. Hold up, guys. Oh, shit. You see, we're being careful, guys.
Press the volume button.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Hey, I'm so sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I'll respond to him in a bit. But yeah, either way, what's it called? So, he was moving. He had to move my foot in a 90-degree angle.
Yeah.
And my feet are hanging off, so he was, like, relaxed. I was like, all right, cool. And then he grabs, because he already wetted the thing, so it's getting hard. He has to hold my foot in that position. And I haven't moved my foot. My foot's been like that, like dangling, like, forward.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's been and he went like that, so, like, a full 90 degrees. That shit fucking hurt. And then I'm just on the bed, putting weight on my arms, yeah. So that way I'm not tensing this up. I'm not like flexing my calf or anything. So I'm just like this. I'm like, I'm like, you know, like kind of stretching and shit like that. And I was just breathing like that. And I mean, I was like, fucking pussy.
he went in with you.
Yeah, he was in with me, like next to me. He's like, fucking pussy. He's like, you being a bitch. And I was, and then bro, what it felt like, because I haven't moved my foot like up or down.
Yeah.
And fucking...
That was 2 weeks, right?
3 weeks. In 3 weeks. Because when I broke it, you know, I haven't put weight on it in 3 weeks or moved it up and down. And then, yeah, so he had to move it. Bro, that shit felt... It hurted so fucking bad. Like, I deadass thought he was about to break my fucking foot.
Damn.
Because he was going like that, and I feel my bone. Because remember how I dislocated my...
Shoulder.
My shoulder? Like, there's a feeling of resistance that you feel. Like, whenever I dislocated my shoulder... I know, like, pretend you have me, like, in a fucking some type of, like, arm lock or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a level of resistance where, like, you know it's going to break.
Yeah.
Especially because I dislocated it. I'm like a little bit more pull or just effort. Like, it's coming out. Like, it's going to, like come out. And that's what I felt whenever he was doing that. I felt it right here on my ankle. And maybe it could have been because of the plate and the screws since I was going so far back.
Yeah.
That's what I hurt. And then I was like, fuck. And then, yeah, that shit just fucking hurting. And then he had my shit like that for, like, at least, like, almost a minute. So it dried up. That shit fucking hurt. I was over here, like, not sweating, but just fucking, like, breathing hard and shit. But he was saying, like, afterwards, like, it should, you know, get good. And, like, I don't feel shit no more.
Yeah.
In it. But, yeah, he was saying they put it at a 90-degree angle. That because so then that way, whenever I could walk on it, my foot's not hanging because then my foot will get stuck like that, you know? So it's better, like, I go like that so then I can move it, like, down. I can move it down. Pretty much, like, you know, when you go like that, the only way to move it now is down. If my foot were like that, it would have been fucking hard to
go up.
Yeah, to like the nerves and shit.
Probably the bone also goes more.
Yeah,
I think
probably. Yeah, that shit's still fucking inflated. The stitches look nasty, bro. I'm gonna have a nasty ass scar. It looks like,
bro,
the,
you're gonna
like,
have to get your whole leg tatted now.
Looks like that knit, huh?
You're gonna have to get your leg tatted.
That'd be dope. Get this one right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. Next to my scar. I saw some people with tattoos. I looked up scar ankle tattoos. And you can see, like, the scar. It changes over time, though.
Yeah.
Over time. Like
at first, I wouldn't do it, like, right away.
It'll look bad right now, like, right away. Because then it'll change.
Yeah.
Some guy had a fish, like, the skeleton of a fish.
Oh, that's lit.
And he had the head. He had the head and then the little fins in the back.
Yeah.
That should look funny. And then, some people, they just, like, I don't know, had, like, tattoos to go over and shit. But I really won't mind it, honestly, the scar. I mean, I know it's going to look ugly, but shit.
It's not going to look that bad, is it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Like at first, yeah. I look like, ew. When I look, have you seen the photo?
Of what?
My scar? The stitches?
Yeah, you should.
You seen it, right?
Yeah.
That shit look nasty. My toes are fat, bro. I got some fat toes right now.
Right now, yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, bro, but shit. Now I know what it feels like, so I ain't going to make fun of the crippled and shit anymore.
Bro, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I probably am, yeah, just because I've been there and shit.
Yeah, that shit thick.
It look nasty, look. Just look, on each side, that's my skin, like, coming together, you see? How it's like overlapping each other and shit.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, you're a fat boy, you put a rubber band on his
heart. How long was the surgery?
The surgery? It was, like, 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. That shit fucking knocked me out quick. That
you got
anesthesia?
Some good drugs, too.
Hmm?
You got some good drugs.
I had fentanyl, too,
yeah.
for pain. They said whenever I woke up, they gave me some fentanyl and shit. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, from all, like, the overdoses and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, hell, bro, you're fucked up when you're on this show. I don't know how these rappers be taking shit. Well, they don't take it on purpose.
But yeah, they don't take it on purpose.
Like, I'm pretty sure there's some people that take some shit, like a light dose. That shit fucks you. You can't do shit, bro. Like, whenever, all right, so whenever I went to surgery, these two nurses, they were strolling me out. They pull up the handles, and then they start pushing the bed. And then they're like, oh, it's going to get colder as more far down as we go. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was all right. And then I'm wearing nothing. I have that little
sheet.
Yeah, that sheet that you wear.
Yeah.
I have my underwear. That's about it. I have my underwear below that.
MeUndies? MeUndies?
Yeah. Yes, I was practically, I don't know, like naked for most of it.
Yeah.
And then they're pushing me. I'm like, damn, it's cold as hell. I'm like, why is it cold? They're like, oh, it's cold so the bacteria doesn't spread. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I look, and then I see two doctors there. They have their head and shit, you know, covered in shit, mm-hmm. their face mask. And they look at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
They're about to fuck you up.
I'm like, these motherfuckers about to open me.
Yeah. Damn.
And then the nurse is like, oh, just relax. And I was like, shit, don't tell me twice on my head.
Yeah.
I just put my head on the fucking bed, and I knocked out. I don't remember shit.
Damn, bro.
It was ice cold, bro.
Yeah,
like, cold, like if you're in a fridge or some shit.
Like colder than right now?
Way colder, yeah.
For real?
It's kind of like
a... Like a fridge?
Almost.
Like, you know, when you kinda walk like, that Kroger?
Yeah.
Like not, that, like the freezer?
A little bit. Like
Or like the fridge from like meat department.
The fridge from meat department.
Yeah, like that? Yeah. Man, that shit cold, bro. And you're not wearing anything? Bro, that shit cold as fuck.
Yeah, they're cold too. I mean, but I'm pretty sure they have like a little warmers, like heat warmers.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like that.
But like you have a sheet just like covering
it's
you.
It's thin as fuck.
Yeah,
that's what it's like, thin. Yeah. Yeah, I had that shit on. And then, yeah, I just fucking knocked out. And then I wake up, and then I'm like in the recovery room.
Remember when that bitch was crying or whatever?
Yeah, bro. Some white girl was next to me. She got her knee. She got surgery on her knee. That's more fucking.
Like, yeah.
So that's a bigger bone. So I don't know if she broke it or fractured it or some shit. But
should have been like, hey, what's wrong with you?
Low key. I don't know why I didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
I was fucked up.
Yeah.
I should have. That would have been funny. Get my Instagram.
Yeah. Let me see what you look like. Well, did you see her or no?
I saw her, but like her like side and her left side of her face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I remember this one chick that used to go to school with me.
Yeah.
She got kicked in the face by a horse.
Oh, damn.
Bro.
Did it fuck up her jaw?
Bro, I don't know. That's how she was. I think it was when like she was little, but she had a big-ass scar right here, bro.
Oh, so they cut her?
Like, I don't know. Like a big-ass scar all here, bro. Yeah. She looked nasty as fuck.
Damn.
She looked, I don't know. She looked, I don't know.
Did it get better as she got older or no?
I don't know. I never talked to her.
Oh, you never talked to her?
She was like in my math class. Mm. She was smart.
Yeah.
She was like... She'll try hard as fuck.
Shit.
I know the answer.
And that shit like that. During like elementary?
It was like middle school.
Oh, middle school? Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I had the same math teacher for all 3 years, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Miss Burns.
That's dope. I think middle school, I had the same science teacher for like at least two or three. Yeah, for 2 years for sure.
Bro, if you were a teacher, what would you teach your students?
Me? I don't know. Probably like, science.
What do you... Science?
Yeah. I like science.
Okay.
That shit fascinates me.
I'd probably be like an English teacher.
Mm-hmm. No, I fucking suck at English.
Bro, me too, but like my English teacher never like made us fucking, like she never, well, he never talked about English like at all. So I would just play him Joe Rogan episodes and tell him to like fill out the sheet. You know how like you have to pay attention to the video and then fill out the questionnaire or whatever?
Joe Rogan?
No. You know when you go to, that's what I would do. I'll play Joe Rogan episodes.
Oh, okay.
And then like tell him to like fill out the thing. Like, okay. Like, what did Joe Rogan tell, you know, Bob Lazar when, you know, shit like that?
That's funny. Middle school?
That's what I would do.
In middle school?
Oh, no. That's what you would do.
Yeah, in high school.
I was like.
I would do it in high school. That's what I would do.
So you were listening to him at an early age?
Nah, bro, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that'd be lit.
I wouldn't teach him shit about, like, school.
Yeah.
Right? I'd try to be, like, about shirt thing, like, that you're actually going to need.
That you're going to need?
Yeah.
For real shit, they be setting people up for failure, bro.
Bro, yeah.
Right off of the bat.
Bro, like, we learned the scientific formula, but for like, pretty much every fucking equation.
Yeah.
You know? And we didn't learn how to do taxes.
Right? I've never used any of that shit.
The tax season's coming up. Mm-hmm. I gotta do my shit. I'm waiting for my W-2 form from Amazon, too.
I probably might be in jail.
Bro.
I probably might be in jail, because I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna do my taxes and shit. Well, what I'm doing now... I'm writing every paycheck I get. I'm writing like the day I got it.
I get that shit from mine. Yeah. Like they do that automatically.
Yeah. No, but I have it like on my phone, like on a notebook.
Yeah.
Like how much I'm getting, how much I got for this check. That's what I'm doing. And then I'm taking at least
15% of whatever I make each of that check, and then I'm just
Amazon that. Takes about like from my check. I think it takes about like almost 200 or more than 200 for yeah. taxes.
Damn.
So I should get a good thing back, right?
Yeah, you should.
Cause I worked there like for my whole year.
Yeah. No, you this whole year you should get a good return. Remember fucking last year? I think I got like fucking.
How much do they give you back?
Who?
Like a percentage?
Something like that. It depends on it. Either if you paid more. You get a refund whenever you pay more. But shit, if I get it wrong, shit, don't kiss my ass or anything.
Why would I kiss your ass? I'll beat your ass.
No, not you. Yeah. I'm about the people listening and shit. Oh, he don't know shit. You know? That one listener.
Bro, we don't know shit about anything.
That one listener in his head, fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
We're all fucking dumbasses, you bitch. But either way, what's it called? You get a refund if you pay more. Ooh. If you pay more than you should have, that's when you get a refund. If you pay more than you should have. And you pay your taxes when you paid less.
So like yeah, you know, like rappers and shit, they make a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they have to pay at the end of the year.
Yeah. My goal is to pay taxes because that means you're making like
fucking yeah, yeah, money. That's what I'm making money.
That's what I want to do. Fucking
pay taxes.
But at the same time, I don't, because you there's a lot of ways you could avoid taxes, like Trump, fucking what's his name,
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, yeah. He don't pay taxes because he's getting like LLCs and like legitimate like
another companies.
They're all business expenses. He writes them down and yeah. everything. Trump, that motherfucker's in debt. He's in like I don't know how much millions of dollars in debt, but it's good debt.
Bro,
and
you
I,
know about that impeachment shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they haven't found him guilty. Like they're not gonna find him guilty about anything.
Yeah,
because like the only thing that can find him guilty is the if they do this thing. I forgot what it's called, but like pretty much admitting that he's like that he's using his power.
That he's using his power?
Like a president to do illegal stuff.
Yeah. Is he?
That's the only. I forgot what it's called.
Is that where they're trying to get him?
No, I'm saying like. So. They can't because if they do that, then pretty much. Abuse of power, pretty much. So yeah. If they do that, they have to pretty much admit that every other president has also done that.
Oh, okay.
And they can't do that. Like, yeah. They're not going to do it.
It'd be fucking hard.
Yeah, bro, because then they have to get everyone. And then everyone's going to know the system is corrupt. Bro, like fucking Obama, that nigga got paid, right? Like, to do some deals and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But you know how they paid him?
Yeah.
So, you do? Like, you know how they paid him? Or no? So, that nigga, when he when he left office, you know, he went on the trip, right?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I'm at the top
What the fuck? I know he went on a trip, and then when he came back, he started going on tours and giving speeches and shit. For every speech he gave, he got paid like $500,000.
Oh yeah, no, a lot of presidents did that too, not just Obama.
Bro, well, I'm just talking about Obama.
Oh, okay, yeah,
yeah. You know, he got paid like at least like $500,000 for every like 20-minute speech.
Oh, okay.
And bro, that's a you know it's crazy how like the companies actually like keep up the end of the deal.
Like, what do you mean?
You know, when they bribe a president, they'll be like, oh, you know, pass this for us and then we'll pay you after.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
The president can't make money, like, other type of money that's not from the government. Yeah, well, they're in presidency because then the shit is, like, it's all public and shit.
Yeah.
So the people are going to be like, what the fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he came back, you know, he started going on tours and shit. His family started going on tours, like, his wife.
Yeah.
And they started getting, like, paid a shit ton of money from that. And then that's pretty much all the deals they made. Like, yeah. all dirty money that they're mm-hmm. making. They yeah. also moved into a new house. And their house is, like, bigger than fucking Kevin Hart's.
Oh, Obama?
Yeah. His new house is in L.A., too.
Goddamn.
So, you know, like, bro, like, they all get fucking, like, when George Sr. was president.
George Sr.?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
George Bush.
Yeah, his dad. Yeah,
the OG. Uh-huh. Yeah, the OG. He was passing weapons or doing all the weapons through this. I think it was Arkansas.
Okay.
And then the governor there was Bill Clinton. And then I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's all right, but this is what Eddie Bravo said.
Yeah.
Shout out, my boy Eddie. I want to meet him.
That'd be dope.
But yeah, so like Bill Clinton was like the governor, and nobody knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, since he was letting all those weapons go through.
Yeah.
Guess who became president?
Who, Bill?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's all rigged. Like, fucking. Like, if you help out to all the rich people.
Hell yeah.
The 1%, they'll help you back. You know, that's the Illuminati and all that type of shit.
Yeah, they got fucking power, bro.
So, you know, shout out to the Illuminati. We're here waiting for your deal.
Sponsor us, shit. For real. Give us a good deal, but don't. The only thing I won't do is my soul. That's the only thing I.
Give us business, you know?
Yeah, shit.
We'll pretend not to know anything. We just shut up.
Which we don't know anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you know. We're pretty much already in the
Illuminati. We know everything, but we don't know everything.
Bro, you know, like, how our phones are listening to us and shit? Oh, you know how I was telling about the XFL and then that fucking thing popped up? Same day, bro. Like, not even, like, next day.
Hell, yeah. We should talk about, like, Lamborghinis for $30,000 for sale. I'll take a loan right now, shit.
For real.
I'll buy that bitch fucking tomorrow.
Yeah.
God damn.
This should give us a deal also. Lamborghini. Let us drive, test drive some cars.
Yeah.
Or Tesla, bro. Tesla free car. SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, promote us.
Yeah.
That'd be dope as fuck, bro. Bro, I legit, like, I'm saying I'm gonna get sponsored by the Mimosa company, bro. I'm gonna fucking need someone to make an email. So if someone's listening to this, and if you're good at fucking English,
bro, just write
and
it.
Business management.
Like, write it down?
Mm-hmm.
Just write it down. Like, no, like, even if it sounds weird or whatever.
I already wrote it down.
You already wrote it down. And then, like, keep going back, rereading it, and then, like, fixing it.
You know what I'm doing? You know what I started doing, like, 2-3 days ago?
What's up?
I made a list. I'm not even done with it yet. I had to finish it tonight. I'm making a list of 300 things that I want, like, want to do, or things that I want.
Like a bucket list?
Yeah, so it's like a bucket list slash, like, a... Like a, you know, like a vision board, you know? Like, you know how people that have, like things of what they want in life, like, what they want to get, what they want to do?
Yeah.
And they'll have, like, pictures of it and stuff like that. So, I'm making a list of 300 things that I want, like, want to do, like, want to get, like, stuff like that. Like, you could put, I want to be happy, I want to, like, travel, and stuff like that. I have a list. I'm at number, like, 97 right now. And I wrote the company, get a sponsorship / brand ambassador for this company. And I wrote the company that they're doing that shit. And then each morning I'm supposed to read, like right when I wake up, read for like 5 minutes, read the whole list.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were saying in a year from now, see, like, get a what pen have you and, done? And cross out, like, what have you done? What have you got?
Like, you know, it's the fucking Lil Nas.
Who? Lil Nas,
he made that video about like a year from now.
I saw it. Yeah.
No, he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna make a new video in 30 years from now. See where I'm at."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some crazy shit. That's speaking that shit into existence. We gotta do that shit too.
Like when you said about Gashi.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was the same shit that I did when I met Logic. I was like, I'm gonna meet this nigga.
Yeah. You see.
Yeah. It was funny, bro. I wish I could have that video saved up because I was like. All right, guys, we were walking through. Bro, there was, like, some bushes. And just to make it look cool, we went through them.
Yeah.
Just to, like.
Oh, in the video?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But
you did it for the snap.
Yeah, just did it for the snap. It looked cool. I didn't know I was going to meet him.
It felt cool.
And then that nigga just was right there, bro. I was like. That's
did y'all say Logic, Bobby, Robert, Bryson
Logic! And then the nigga fucking that we met, too, over there. He was cool, too.
Oh, yeah. That's when he was skinny as hell, huh? Logic? Yeah, he was
skinny. Yeah, he was still skinny as fuck.
Yeah, he was, like.
He was skateboarding.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Skateboarding. Did you see the bodyguard Mo?
I saw the big guy,
Bo, the black guy.
Yeah, the black guy.
Bo.
Yeah.
He has Bo, and then that other Hispanic dude.
Well, now he does. Remember this time we came? Were you there? He was right there. I was like, "Hey, what's his name? Pep. Hey, Pep. Pepe? Yeah, he was a Pep, and then he went like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he was talking to Logic. I think right. Remember? Logic was there when he was at the Woodlands.
Mm. Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, he was sitting down though. Like he wasn't. Gotcha. Like, I think he was. Going through some shit.
Oh, okay.
The divorce, probably.
Oh, Logic?
Yeah.
Poor Logic.
You know? Fuck Jess.
He good now, shit.
Fuck Jess, bro.
I still follow her. She be putting on Twitter, like, wish I had a man to, like, do this. I'm like, I'm a bitch.
For real.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know. We never know what, like, happened between them and shit, but I don't know.
Nah, she cheated, bro.
She did? You think?
She said in the concert.
Did
he
she?
Said in the concert.
Who?
Logic.
She cheated?
Yeah.
What a fucking, wow. What did he say? He was like,
forgot what he said, but that's pretty much what he said.
And he hasn't had like lots of girlfriends, I'm assuming.
She
publicly
she
at least.
Cheated. No, yeah.
Publicly, no. You know.
Yeah.
Like, who else? He wasn't dating them.
Out of nowhere, he got engaged.
Yeah.
You know.
Shit. So. Shit, she took the G-Wagon. She took the dogs.
For real.
Elijah got a cuter dog now, though. He has a Australian Shepherd. I have no idea what his name is.
It was something with weed.
With weed?
Yeah, I think so. Stony.
Stony? Yeah, yeah. Stony Ball. There you go. Stony. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like the, that means a Post Malone collab.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what he meant.
That'd be dope as fuck. Post Malone collab with them niggas and shit.
Yeah. Who's your, like, who'd you want to see collab?
Collab?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Who do you think would make a dope ass song?
Dope song.
No?
I have no idea.
Bro, you know, since we did the podcast, this is the last time we did the podcast.
Uh-huh.
You know, Juice WRLD died.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was officially declared
overdose.
But yeah, but
get the gun.
I know. But what's it called? Non-intentional overdose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it was a perk. Well, he took codeine, and then perks.
But yeah, he was trying to like leave it that shit and shit. I don't know. But it was funny. Well, not funny, but you know, like when he made that, because J. Cole came out with the K.O.D. album,
mm-hmm.
and then like a couple months after, him and Future came out with the another album about like.
Drugs
supporting
and shit?
Drugs and shit, yeah.
Oh, supporting?
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. You do it, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
God dang. Yeah, fucking, Juice WRLD said that, that he said that Future, what's it called?
Influenced him, yeah.
Influenced him to do coding. And yeah. And Future was like, damn.
Yeah, chill, boy.
Future don't even do drugs no more.
Well, you know, back then, you know.
Yeah, but like, he still raps about it, because, yeah, like, yeah. That's his, like, that's what people see him as, like, that
but
drug nigga.
Yeah, but I don't think it's, like, genuine, I guess.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Kanye, bro. Like, that nigga, like, he used to make dope-ass music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he kind of still does. Yeah. But, like, he changed his, like, thing. Like, yeah, he didn't just... Like, he raps about what he believes in now, you know?
Yeah, and, like, now he just wants to be himself, pretty much.
And God and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the album. It wasn't bad.
I really didn't listen to it that much.
Nah.
I think I heard it once.
My favorite song is, Follow God. He's like, stretch my hands to you. Every time he says that, I'll be going like that.
Be stretching
your
hands
and shit. That shit's dope as fuck.
Yeah.
Even added on the This is Life of Pablo, Father, Stretch My Hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Too. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, Kanye was saying that he felt that for most of his life that he was working for the devil and shit, like making music for him and shit. And now he says it like, you know, he's like, nice, free. Happy,
you think it was
shit.
I was because like the record labels and shit?
Yeah, they have. I don't know.
I know,
yeah,
right?
they talk a lot of. They have a lot of things in it, like involved with them and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they
Illuminati, Beyonce,
they be owning their music and shit like that. I don't know. It's a lot of coincidences, but I mean, I'm not in music, so shit. Yet, head ass.
Bro, have your rap?
Oh, you have my rap? Huh?
Should I play it?
Yeah, play that.
Let me
shit.
Look for that shit, bro.
Take key. Fuck these niggas up.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, Juice WRLD. You know, I mean, not Juice WRLD, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, what about that boy?
A year before Old Town Road came out, he had $5 and like $37 in his bank.
Oh, I'm gonna take
them. And he bought the beat for, you know, the beat he used on Old Town Road?
Yeah.
Like, he purchased like all the rights. Like, you know, he bought the beat.
Smart.
For $30 and like 27 or something, like 30 bucks. And he only had $5. He said he gathered up money and then he bought the beat and then the song came out and now he got like a couple million and shit now.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine if that guy who sold him the beat was like, give me a certain percentage of the earning. That's that long term shit.
Bro, remember this?
Let me see. Oh yeah, shit was funny.
Our English teacher?
I was skinny back then, shit. I was probably like at least 40 pounds lighter.
What were you drinking, bro?
Coffee. It was a grande. Was it coffee?
I don't know.
Let me see. Nah, because
it's probably like a Starbucks coffee.
But
like,
I don't think so, though.
Like the from the can.
That's Whataburger. I think I had a Whataburger that day.
Bro, it's a can.
It's a can. Oh, you know what it is? Yeah, it's Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
The ones you buy at like Kroger and stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I went to Starbucks early because we went to Starbucks after that. that was whenever we did coffee talks.
Yeah.
What was that, like 2 years ago?
Let me check.
Yeah. We really upgraded from coffee talks now. Now we do
April 2018.
Now we do zero calorie Coca-Cola beverages. we do some beers, non-alcoholic beers.
Bro, coffee talks was lit.
Hell yeah!
Hold up, bro.
We even talk about our DMT experience.
Yeah. All right.
You
so
wanna save that for a different one or
no? Hold up.
We talked about my fucking surgery.
All the shit we could have done, that's in the past. Girl, look at you. I wish you were here. I don't really know why the fuck you went there. Yeah, I'm lowing, I'm lowing. I'm crying and I'm flowing. Everybody know I'm always about to cry.
Hell yeah, bro. Shit coming out soon.
Hell yeah.
Hold up, I have another one.
I wonder who broke my heart that day.
For fucking that was that was on fuck, where's that at? I just had it here. That was on oh shit, my bad. September 2017.
Yeah. I know exactly who that is.
What is good one? Now? Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Have the mic the other way.
Oh, okay.
Wait, how you're talking to it? Put it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Let me look for the other one.
Uh huh.
How's the other one look? I forgot.
Bro, Patrick, I have a rap from Patrick. That motherfucker can go hard.
That ass.
It's on my laptop for some reason. Yeah, probably because my iCloud shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that shit's funny as hell, bro. Motherfucker can spit.
He can spit.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Where's the fuck? Where was that one from? Oh, we was like in Carlos's house, right?
I don't think the honey did anything.
Yeah, I don't think it did. Oh, here's the other one.
You think it's a reason?
What up? Fuck. We can go smoke after you want.
What's that? Damn.
Oh, shit.
What time is it?
All right.
It's 3 p.m.?
That's some lit ass shit, bro.
Sorry if that hurt your ears. Yeah. I see the waves are like, fuck
yeah. It hurt mine, bro. I was like.
Yeah, them waves on the fucking screen, bro. It was like touching the fucking left, like the top and the bottom.
Fuck yeah.
That shit's funny as hell.
Look, bro, this is when I met Logic.
Hell yeah. Look at his neck.
He was surprised he met me, bro.
He was, Loki.
He was like,
oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I got fans. That's dope as hell. Damn, so you met two rappers and
yeah, bro.
I only met one. Wait, did I? Yeah, I only met one. Besides that one nigga in my middle school.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess that one dude, remember? The one we met?
Which one?
At Top Golf.
Rapper. He's not a rapper.
Remember?
Who were you with that day?
You were with me when I was serving this dude.
Serving?
Like
you worked at Top Golf?
Like Bud. Remember?
Oh yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Well, like mainstream, I guess, you know, like kind of like mainstream. Yeah. Like, but you know, like, yeah. But yeah,
I forgot his name.
That guy was funny.
Yeah, he was cool. Bitch ass nigga didn't buy from me again. Fuck that boy.
Oh, he only bought one time?
No, he bought a couple times.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Shit, that's good.
But it's okay.
Supporting the local business.
Yeah, not as much.
So let's talk about.
You should have.
Let's talk about our experience.
Hey, so we got some. A substance.
Fuck.
What happened, bro?
My ass is sore.
So we got some substance called DMT, which stands for N,N-dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah.
Which is a chemical substance that occurs in many plants and animals, and which is both the derivative and structural analog of tryptamine. Mm-hmm. So it pretty much gives you a psychedelic experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Yeah,
right. Like our ancestors pretty much used it for all like spiritual purposes.
Yeah,
and medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Many people believe that DMT was the reason our brains grew.
Yeah.
Also, like the fact that fire. We found out about fire.
Yeah,
and we also found out about eating meat. Like cooked meat.
Yeah.
And also, people think that DMT is the reason people came up with the idea of religions.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, when you take a high dose.
Yeah, the feeling.
You see stuff that you can't explain.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. So, we did that. Pretty hard drug, I guess.
I want to say drug. Drug sounds like fucking like.
Well.
It's natural as fuck.
It's a natural drug.
It's in plants.
And animals. It's in you. It's in your brain.
Yeah, we all have it.
Or I think your brain produces it or your liver produces it.
One of those two. Your liver too.
I think you only produce it once you have
I think you make it with such in small amounts.
Yeah,
it's like whenever you die, it
yeah, that's the thing. Like so, I think high. Whenever you know, when you see your life flash before your eyes, I think that's when your brain is producing the DMT.
Yeah,
when you have a close call.
Yeah, and that's what's like making your trip.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's what giving so you.
That's why effect. Like the trips last a little amount of time because your body knows how to get rid of it or produce, like, you know.
You probably your body doesn't want it to have that, like, I guess all the time.
Yeah,
you
won't
function. You will.
Yeah,
you know.
So
you just be tripping.
So the way I did it,
yeah,
it was in, I had to play some music, some shaman music, which is fucking lit. I'm gonna play you some.
Low key, it was it was cool because I thought I was scared at first, like.
Yeah, put it kind of like
that. Yeah,
hold up, I'm gonna look for it.
Yeah, that song, when I first heard it, I was like, I feel like that shit gonna like scare me, type shit, because it was like some guy whistling. It's calm now, like,
but it's pretty lit.
I look at the comments; it's funny. Some people did, like, go ahead.
Let's go. The beat drops, I better come.
The beat did drop.
So it's pretty much a guy blowing tobacco in the room, pretty much like hotboxing a room. Well, he's behind you. He's hitting you with like I don't know.
It's like a hollow,
like dry leaves, pretty much.
Yeah,
or like roots, dry roots and stuff.
It looks like a dried root, and it has a ball because that's what's holding whatever leaves, maybe the leaves or whatever's inside of it.
Yeah, and then probably it's like hollow. Seeds or some shit inside of it.
So making like a rhythm noise.
Yeah. And so he's tapping you in the head with it while blowing smoke or tobacco in the room.
And then whistling.
So that noise that he's making or that you heard is the actual guy whistling.
Yeah.
So it's not like a recording of anything. Right?
Yeah.
So it's an actual guy. And then you listen to that while you're in the room. They're not doing DMT. They're doing
ayahuasca.
Yeah, which is like another type of psychedelic, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
they brew it. That's longer. It's like
like they drink it. No, they're drinking it, I think.
Yeah,
but you know, you can also do a DMT circle, which is just pretty much you just press around the bong, taking hits of the DMT.
Yeah,
but that's fucking some other shit.
Yeah, be lit shit.
Yeah, but
it'll be a right now. We got a small circle to do that, but
triangle pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Do a triangle.
I don't know about a circle. Yeah, and then, triangle. Well, yeah, we did that. And I saw some cool shapes, cool colors, you know. The music really, I think the music really
helped
guided the trip
because
everything I saw moved according to the music.
Yeah,
right. Like it belonged together.
Yeah, you'll see like. When you hear the whistle, it'd like be like a move, like you know, a certain movement.
Like I wasn't thinking about the music.
Yeah.
But you saw shit, apparently, right? That's what you're saying?
At first. But I know what you mean about the music shit. What I saw, it was weird. It was kind of like a... I don't know. It wasn't like me, like, looking at some shit. It was just like a shape. Like, pretend like my vision right now.
Like, you weren't anywhere, but you just saw everything.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I didn't see any of my body, none.
Yeah, yeah.
All I see is...
shapes.
Like just picture just like a square, and then within that square, that's the only thing I see. Within that square, it was like patterns of like different shapes and shit. On the top right corner, it was like some red shit. On like it was just some weird shit. And then like whenever I hear the whistle, I'd see like on the top corner, connecting. I'd see like a channel, kind of like something like connecting from this wall. Like pretend this is a square, on the top right. It connects from the top and then it goes down like a U, kind of like that, and it connects like that. And then whenever the music was moving, it'll go like just I don't know, frequency like I don't know, movements and shit like that, and shit like that. But yeah, I don't know, that shit was fun. Yeah, bro, fucking
way different than fucking acid.
Yeah,
nothing.
Way different than that. Yeah, I don't know. It felt really fucking weird. I feel like we didn't have enough.
Yeah,
I looked at some things they were saying, like, to recommend a good thing, have like some earmuffs, like some noise canceling thing, So that way you don't, like, just open your eyes and, like, you know, just, like, hear other people or just, like, you know, like, lose your focus or your train of thought or whatever. So if you put earmuffs, you just literally, like, you don't hear nothing outside. It's just you get focused more. Yeah. And if you just keep your eyes closed, then it's more of, like, a inside trip or whatever. And he was saying if you feel like you were fighting it, you need more. That's what some guy was saying on a podcast. So you probably need more, some earmuffs. Shit, I'll have like a tobacco leaf.
A high dose?
Blow it on your...
This guy,
I can do that.
This guy said a high dose is a dose that whenever you see it, you get scared.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a high dose. That's what, yeah. You're like, fuck. And you think about it twice, you're like, fuck, I don't know.
You know? Oh, that's a good dose?
Yeah, it's a good...
Yeah.
A good high dose. Like, to see shit. Like,
we probably needed, like, double what we had.
Yeah, bro. But I feel like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, double for sure.
We did a little baby one, you know, like, getting our feet wet with it, pretty much.
Yeah, like, testing the water and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking on the third hit, bro, fucking, I was dying. I couldn't breathe. I was like, I was coughing.
It's a weird, like, thing. Like, it's...
Could you breathe, too, or not?
I kind of felt nauseous a little bit.
I could breathe. That's why I couldn't. I was like...
I could breathe.
I was, like, gagging, like... Like that.
Like I had, like, other, like, bro, you can read up all about, like, as much as you want about it.
Yeah.
But, like, actually doing it, like, it's, like, you can't prepare for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless you've done it, you know?
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Yeah, it was weird.
It's also the same thing, like, you can't explain it to someone that hasn't done it.
Yeah, you just got, I don't know, just watch YouTube videos, hear stories.
Yeah.
Get an idea. Stuff like that. It all depends if it really interests you and stuff like that. Like, it's not, like, for everyone and shit.
Yeah, obviously. It's not.
It's, like, I don't know. For if you're looking for, like, more of a, oh, shit, I guess a spiritual thing or just, like, a, I don't know, a different experience. If you're trying to die and come back. But not really die. And come back.
Yeah, bro. Like, what's that one dude? Joe Rogan's friend? Ari Shaffir? Ari Shaffir? Uh-huh. You know who that is?
Nah.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
He did a DMT trip.
Does he have a beard?
Took a, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
He's bald. All
right.
He took a DMT trip, and then he, apparently he said that, well, like, the trip was, like, 10 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
but when he came back, he said that in this trip, he had lived there for 3 months. Mm-hmm. He had a whole other life.
Damn.
He had, like, wife, kids, a job.
But he didn't feel it was 10 minutes. He felt like it was actually 3 months?
Yeah.
Damn, that's clean.
Yeah.
That's lit. So time doesn't exist,
bro. At all. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, when he came back, you know, you were like, he was tripped out because, like, how would you know what's the reality?
Yeah.
At that point,
I just had a family.
Yeah.
You know,
what the fuck like are that? You?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was rich in that one. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. Damn. So, was he the same person?
Yeah, he was him.
It was him?
It was just, like,
a different life?
Different life.
Maybe that could mean, maybe, like, what's in the future, or maybe this is, like,
none.
The other side of you, or, like,
a that's another parallel reality. Universes.
Huh?
Parallel universe.
Yeah, could have been tapped into some other guy's.
The multi-universe, bro.
Yeah. That's some crazy shit.
Multiverse, I mean.
Yeah, bro, shit, whenever I did that third shit, because I was coughing a shit ton, bro, I felt like a bitch. I was like, I couldn't breathe, bro, and then my sinuses. I felt like all my fucking boogers and shit, just, like, it just went away. And whenever I'd breathe, I'd close my eyes and I'd breathe, I'd feel like, I'd feel the fucking air legit go to, like, my chest.
And you know when, like, you're sick and you clean, like, you clean your nose?
Yeah.
Like, everything goes away?
Yeah.
And then you breathe, like, that fresh, like, it feels good.
That's what you felt?
No, that's
what... Oh, yeah, no, it's kind of like that, because I was, like, I don't know, it felt like I was breathing again. It was fucking weird. And then at the same time, I feel like a little, like, fucking... nauseous or whatever. On the third one, whenever that happened, whenever I started fucking coughing and shit, I legit, like, fucking saw, like, these three fucking whatever they were type things, and they pulled something from, like, my face, or I saw, like, something like that, like, they went like that.
Yeah,
they're like, you're good. Like, pretend like we're hitting
like a face mask.
Like,
let's
pretend I'll show you, like, we're hitting the bong, and, like, you know I'm dying, so you're like,
yeah.
Like, it was kind of like that. I was like, what the fuck. And then after that, I was just like breathing and shit. I was laying down, and then I just see them like that. I just, like, I'm just laying down, like, trying to breathe and shit. I'm over here having a hard time.
Bro.
And then low key before surgery, I was getting kind of scared.
The plug needs to get some.
Yeah. I was kind of scared before surgery, cause I was like, damn, what if
you see him again?
Like, what if that's me in the surgery? Like what if that means, like, in the future, like, I'm over here getting surgery.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't breathe or some shit. I was like, oh, fuck.
You should have been like, Fuck. Bro, imagine they would have asked you, like, when they did, like, blood tests or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they would have told you, oh, you've done DMT.
Right?
Like,
now, every time I go to the doctor, I say,
a little bit.
Or every time I go to the doctor, I don't say I've, like, drank or fucking smoked.
Bro, shit. You know, three people.
Because it really doesn't do anything, like, I guess weed, like, health related, but it really depends. Like, if you done, like, some Tylenol or some fucking, like, codeine or shit, like, that's in your, that pops up in your, like, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, so does weed, but I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. You can't die from it, so I don't know.
But, I mean, you can tell your doctor. They don't say shit.
They don't?
No. It's doctor-patient confidentiality.
Put my fucking mom right there and shit.
Well, that's kick what you got to go by yourself.
Okay, kick her out.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about, hey, mom, go out.
You yeah, can tell the doctor, be like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with her. Here, can you yeah. kick her out?
Yeah.
And, like, they won't say it like that, you know? Like, they won't be like, hey, ma'am, you have to go away. Or,
yeah,
like,
ma'am, can you wait for her outside? Yeah. Like, we got to do some things or whatever. Now, I was telling the guy, whenever he was doing my cast, I was like, hey, what can I do for pain, bro? I was like, can I work out and shit? He was like, nah, man. He's like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Shit. Because I want to fucking, once I can walk and shit, I want to do, like, some workouts and shit.
Yeah.
Just to get more strength in this shit, like, back to normal and shit. But yeah, I told him, I was like, what can I do for exercise? He's like, oh, you can't at all, man. He was like,
you gotta run a marathon. Like David Goggins?
Yeah. No, I hate running, so that's no, never.
I mean, me too, bro.
I'll do jogging, but.
Yeah, yeah. We can walk it, fuck it. It's 26.2 miles.
I'm gonna have to do walks. Like, as my first workout. 26.2 miles. I'm gonna have to learn how to walk and shit. And I was like, what can I do for pain? I was like, how about some weed? He was like, yeah, you can. I was like, well, drinking. He was like, nah, I wouldn't recommend drinking. He was saying,
you said weed?
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah.
Well, I said marijuana. And then he was like, I was like, what about some weed? I said after that.
Yeah.
But when I told him about drinking, he was saying that the blood, it thins your, when you have alcohol,
yeah,
your blood gets thinner. So that makes healing slower.
Bro, right now we got some good ass shit, bro. Like,
And then I told him, I was like, what about weed? He was like, yeah, you can. I was like, does it take the pain? Well, he said, yeah. He's like, it's best if you ingest it.
Oh, okay.
Like, eat it, like, some, like, edibles or yeah. some shit, because it goes,
see,
like,
bro, like, right now we can, like, spark one. We go to the movies.
Ooh. Yeah. What movies are there right now?
I want to go watch.
They watch next time. They're like, oh, we just saw this movie in the next podcast. So they know what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what movies, bro. I'll be down, shit. Bro, it's 3 p.m. I just noticed.
It's 4.
It's 4?
Yeah. I think your computer's wrong.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, no. When I looked at it, I didn't look at, like, I saw 3, but it was, like, 3:50-something.
Dr. Dolittle, bro. Or Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, yeah, that one. Whichever movie would be good, honestly.
This one starts, Bad Boys starts at,
we're about to hit an hour and 30 minutes. This is the smooth podcast.
The Willowbrook, right?
My toe's getting cold.
Let me see, Willowbrook?
Willowbrook?
Willowbrook, right?
We can go whichever, I mean. That one here. If they have that couch, that'd be lit.
Is they have one at 6:45. Yeah, they want one with the couch.
They have the couch?
Yeah.
I'd be lit so I could recline my
There's
shirt.
There's one at 6:45.
Is there a lot of people that go there or no?
I can check the thing.
Yeah.
Coca no
cool. Yeah, because every time, whenever we go out, I try to, like, plan my, like the environment type shit.
I mean, I know they have
it was a good thing we didn't go in the arcades and Dave and Buster's, because I would have been just fucking sitting.
Yeah.
That's what I pictured whenever it was too much. I was like, that, like, an arcade, I was like, nah, and shit like that. The bowling, I know they have the chairs and shit, but I don't know. It's still good for me to go out, because then I'm not bored at fucking home and shit.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
The first week was fucking ass for me, bro. I wasn't sad, I was just fucking bored.
Like, would you want to get a thing for, like,
the handicap?
Yeah.
No, fuck it.
It's because, like, well, I guess
I'd rather get the recliner. I could lay down. I could go on that chair. The only thing is other people.
Yeah.
You know? But obviously, they have, like, hopefully they have,
bro,
curiosity.
This one time we went to the movies, bro, and then there was, like, a guy in the handicap thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, the handicap is only for the
wheelchairs. Pretty much. Yeah, because it's literally empty.
I was going to get you one of those. You're going to be standing up.
I mean, we could always ask for, like, a ticket. Nah, I can get it. If it's one of those couches that reclines back, I'll be good because I can lay down and shit, too.
Okay.
This week, the weather is going to be this consistent.
Bro, I'm so cold as fuck.
I'm going to wear some sweatpants. Yeah, my legs are getting cold.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my
that's why I put my legs over here.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more fatter, though, so I can withstand, but my legs don't got a lot of fat.
Bro, I've been doing this. I've been starving myself to death.
Oh yeah, you haven't ate?
So what I've been doing, I've been fasting for 16 hours.
16?
Yeah.
God damn.
So
let's say you're almost Muslim.
Let's say I eat at night.
Yeah.
Like at 12?
No offense.
Like at 10?
Yeah.
So I wake up at 6. That's 6 hours, and then I work for 10 hours. So at 5:30 I can eat.
Oh, okay.
And then I eat, and then I can eat for 4 hours. Anything I want for 4 hours.
Gotcha.
And I wait another 16. So,
bro, I feel like my stomach got smaller, like dead ass.
No, bro, mine too, bro. Like, we went to Whataburger, and I got the chicken strip sandwich. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm always fucking stuffed. I'm like dying.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. What's it called? What I've been doing is ever since we got that apartment, right? The apartment, I've been like eating past 12. Like I don't eat after like 12, which I mean I did that I guess all the other times, but like I wouldn't eat breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
I'd just like drink water. I'd have my coffee, you know what I mean? Because I don't think coffee really fuck, I got the hiccups. Coffee really doesn't like fool you up or whatever, so I'll just drink my coffee. And then after 12, I'll eat. Or yeah. Like sometimes like 1, 2, depending. Whenever I'd eat, whenever my stomach starts growling, like I'm hungry,
mm-hmm.
I'd wait another hour after that. Okay. Another hour just to like let my stomach fucking kill my fat.
Yeah. You know?
And shit like that. I'd do that. And then I'll eat. I usually eat like after 12, 1 p.m. And I've been doing that like consistent for like almost a month, right? And then I broke my leg. So then... I've been doing the same shit, bro. The first week, bro, I've been waking up after 12, like 12, like after the, like I'll be waking up in the afternoon just because, like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And so I'm not bored. Like, I'd rather wake up late and then not be bored. Cause then I'll go to sleep at 9 p.m. or go to bed. So I'll just, like, 9 hours just watch TV, my phone, read, stuff like that. But now I feel like I'm doing more stuff with my time now. So that's getting a little better. I'm actually doing stuff now. In like the fucking first week, I wasn't doing shit. I was just laying on the couch.
Yeah.
She was boring as hell.
Bro, see, that's why we took you out.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I go, it's not me just fucking being on the couch and shit.
Yeah, bro. There's Dr. Doolittle and the other one, Bad Boys.
What's Dr. Doolittle?
The Robert Downey Jr. one. When he talks to animals and shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You could do whichever, honestly.
Look.
I like both of those movies. Well, I feel like I like both of them. That's like a comedy.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what else I have.
Yeah.
Jumanji, I guess. But we already saw that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. Fuck, I haven't went to the movies, Star Wars? Bro. Last movie I saw was
Frozen 2, nigga. The lesbians.
I saw Frozen 2. You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's good, bro.
It's good.
Low-key, I teared up.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn. Don't tell me.
Like, spoiler alert. I could have probably cried. Oh,
bro, you know what movie I cried on?
Which one?
Coco.
Coco?
What's that about? The Mexican movie about the Dia de Muertos.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
At the end, bro.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it, bro?
No, I haven't.
Bro, watch it at night. Like, tonight? Yeah. Watch it. You're gonna call me crying. We're like, bro. You're just satisfied.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Better
bro, it's good, bro.
Yeah.
It's gonna make you cry. If you don't cry, you have no heart.
For real.
That's my conclusion. Conclusion.
Whenever I saw a click. Like 3 days ago, that shit, I could have cried if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
But my brother was on the other.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, he wouldn't say shit either.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you crying?
Yeah, yeah. You were watching it together?
You know when it, no, yeah, kind of. He was just on his phone. He'd watch, like, you know,
yeah, clips, yeah.
Like every, like, now and then. And it's sad, you know, it's at the end, whenever he never talked to his parents, and he always avoided them and shit.
Yeah.
Because he fast-forwarded his whole life and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, shit was sad. Like, you know, whenever you want to cry, like, the back of your throat, it gets, like, fucking, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like hard. I was like that the whole time, and then the little tears and
shit. Nah, bro, with Coco, I was fucking.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Every time I watch it, bro, I cry. Shit. It's like if I watch Marley and Me, I'll cry, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Marley and Me was pretty sad.
Yeah.
I'll probably be more sad now because I got Riley.
Yeah. Or what's that one other movie about the pet movie?
Oh, Pet's Life?
Yeah. Dog's Life or Dog's Purpose.
Dog's Purpose or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
That one's sad, too.
Hell, yeah.
Apparently they made a second one too.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I think they made.
Yeah, I know Marley and Me was sad.
Fuck yeah, shit was had me crying.
Can you hear them in the back?
I mean, I can hear them
on the headphones.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it picks it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to point the mic like
this. They're our uncles.
Yeah, our uncles are out here working.
Yeah.
Chambeando aquí como siempre.
Sí, ca.
No quema, ca.
Yeah, bro.
No quema, no
but,
quema.
Yeah. So you think it was a good episode for a comeback?
I think it was an excellent episode.
Yeah.
Bro, I haven't talked about my fucking leg. I haven't posted it on any, like, social medias or anything.
Oh, they had to wait for the podcast to come out. So yeah, if somebody asks you what happened to your leg, go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, go listen to the podcast.
I talk about it extensively. We got the description.
Yeah,
we got the exclusive over here.
First place is going to be out in the public is this podcast.
So there you go, guys.
Hell yeah! So
stay tuned,
and thanks for listening. Go follow us on Instagram. Go follow our Instagram. We have a page. It's the official No Name Podcast. Go give us a follow. Give us a like. Hey. And fucking send us a message if it's ass or not ass.
Yeah.
Like, be like, yo, I really like this. Like, I like getting feedback. As little feedback as I get, it feels good.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then don't be a bitch. Your Instagram too.
Don't be a bitch. Be a good human being.
Yes, sir.
You know? Like, live life. Don't be a hoe.
Yeah. Life's too short.
Yeah. You know, you never know what the fuck's gonna happen, guys.
You might break your leg ice skating.
You're going to have a good time, but then you might break your leg, bro.
Hell yeah.
Never know. But
I like that saying, you never know.
You never know.
That's from Mike Studd. That's what his podcast is.
And
you never know. You know what I mean?
There's one dude. What's it called? Oh, fuck. Adam Sandler. And have you seen the movie The Do-Over?
What's it about?
I forgot. It's about... I think people... This one, I forgot, bro. I'm not gonna tell you because I don't really
something
know.
Something about doing over, huh? Something
yeah,
like that. Yeah.
But like he has a quote. I think it's that movie. I'm pretty sure it's that movie. And that's the last quote I'm gonna do before we end this podcast.
Okay.
That's how I'm gonna end it with the movie, with the movie quote.
Go ahead.
So, always keep a condom in your wallet and an umbrella in your trunk because you never know when you're gonna fuck in the rain.